My screen was carrying me.
Hello?
Hi there, can I speak with Agnes?
Speaking.
Hi, it's Elliot calling from MMA Legal. I'm calling in regards to the Scottish redress claim for the abuse during care.
Oh, yes.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right, yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So, all you need to do today, to be completely honest, is just make sure the details we've got are correct. Take a very brief statement, and we can look at getting this claim processed for you, okay?
Yes.
So, yeah, just to confirm, I've got your name as Agnes Popolo.
Correct.
Yeah, thank you. Can you just confirm your door number and postcode?
It's flat 12, golf 3C2, Sierra Bravo.
And so it's golf 332 Sierra Bravo?
Yes.
Yeah, Letham Hill Road?
Yes, number 40.
Yeah, and it's flat 1/2?
Yes.
Perfect. And the best email address that I've got on the system is agneshcapola@gmail.com.
That's correct.
Yeah, and can you just confirm your date of birth for me as well?
1965.
19/9/65.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So what age was you when you got placed into care?
And wasn't in care. It was a residential school.
It was a residential school, was it? Yeah.
Yes.
What age was you when you went there?
About 7, me and my sister went.
7 years old. And do you know the reason why you got placed in there, you and your sister?
The school was saying, what? Both me and my sister's parents worked before it was the holiday. Before we were going to go and have a good time.
Oh, God.
We stopped there as soon as I got in the van and Mama, seen Mama came away. I just knew there was something right here, I don't like it.
Yeah, no, God. So what was the name of the school that you went then?
Furnessy Residential School.
What, sorry?
Furnessy Residential School.
Furnessy, do you know how that's spelled by chance?
F.
Yeah.
Foxtrot, Oscar, Romeo, Tommy. F-O-R-N-E-T. Furnessy.
F-O-R-N-E-T-H-Y-N-E-Y. Furnessy Residential School. And what area was it?
It was in Perthshire, in Scotland.
Perthshire. No worries. Even if it's not spelled exactly right, it will come up on Google anyway. That's not a problem.
I've suffered a lot of this. I've got high blood pressure on that, you know.
No, don't worry. Like I said, it'll come up anyway. It's just, I just wasn't too sure how it was being pronounced when you said Furnessy, that's all. But I've got all that information there anyway.
See, when I was there, my name was Agnes Hill. H-I-W-L.
It was Agnes Hill?
Yes.
Yeah. And can you just confirm your mother's and father's names?
My mother's name was Helen Hill.
Yeah. And your father?
Alan Hill.
Alan Hill. And your sister, what was her name?
Frances Hill.
Is that within him?
Yes. She's with Regress Group. See, when this came out, right, I'd buried this for years, right?
Yeah.
And my sister phoned me. My dad was dying at the time and I had a bad depression. But to cut a long story short, I got in touch with Thompson Solicitors and they put my name on file. But the headmaster, if I'm happy, well, she never went to prison. It was a joke. Just last year, just December. It was horrendous in there. Rangers.
Yeah, no course. And how long was you in Furnessy Residential School for?
6 weeks. 6 weeks.
6 weeks. And then did you move somewhere else or did you go back home after that?
No, we went back home.
Right. So can you just tell me a little bit about that 6 weeks and what you experienced then, sorry, if that's okay?
Well, as soon as we got there, our clothes and that were taken off. You still get school, so we took into the class and we were given to write a letter home. So I wrote how I was feeling, but like it, mainly, because Uncle Jimmy couldn't get me.
Yeah.
So I put my letter out when the last year for doing it. I sat back down, went singing and get you. She went out of the cell. They came up here, this one's going to escape and fire escape. You see, I hurt my knuckles. It slapped me, totally embarrassed me. She says, you're right, and it's on that blackboard. But everybody else in this room is writing. He's having a great time. We weren't.
Yeah.
We were forced to.
That's awful.
I was making me sick. I would say if they got, one of the witnesses, when she went to court, Sam, I was in at the same time as her.
Okay.
With the janitors, the janitor would come in the morning and we'd sit in my vest and pants and we'd walk along look at his.
Janitor would what, sorry?
The janitor would be sitting and it was like a pine bench and you wouldn't get into the vacuum shower room. And the janitor, he would just keep passing, waiting at you. Not just me, no other people.
Yeah. That's awful. I'm sorry to hear that.
Man, he's 93, I'm very close to her. And I've had not such a good life. More choosing.
Was you ever physically abused during your time in there?
Oh, I was slapped and hot.
Yeah.
Forced in. They were ramming what I didn't eat in your mouth. Not just me, other people.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that as well. I know it can be a bit of a difficult conversation.
I'm glad
you appreciate that.
See, Colin, the policeman, was dealing with this case. They even spoke to him and somebody was coming to see me and maybe can meet me. And then I seen your friend, so I'm going to contact them.
Yeah, just one moment, yeah, so.
Man, he believes me, I told her, so I knew the case was coming up now.
Yeah.
And I told her, she went out as far as the general solicitor because we were told we wouldn't be believed.
Yeah.
We'll get trust issues and everything through that place.
Of course, I can imagine so.
We used to go, I remember we used to go long walks, we called it Stony Brae, and you walked in two, you couldn't run allowed to talk to anything, talk, you get slapped or punched, and this lassie behind me, she was a heavy girl, and our top of her legs were rubbing together, and the girl stopped, and Mrs. Walker, she's waiting for you to stop for, the girl was bleeding, her legs were running, rubbing together, and she made that girl still walk. And you could help her, do you know what I mean? Because we were too free, we were something to us.
Yeah. No, of course, that's understandable. So it seems like, don't worry, you're not going to have to talk about anything else if you wouldn't like to anyway. I think there is enough there from what you've just mentioned anyway. So I have made a note of everything like that for you. I know it can be difficult, and I know, you know, no money's really going to actually, you know, justify anything that happened to you or anything like that.
People at Disney, I've learned later in life, give her a clear head. My head bounces really all over the place.
Yeah. No, of course, that is understandable. Again, like I said, I'm sorry to hear that. Can you just confirm, sorry, as well, just your local GP surgery?
My GP is Dr. Valbergla Campaign Medical Centre. Campaign.
And what area is that?
It's in Glasgow, Campaign. See the dick I spell for some room, sorry.
No, it's okay. Campaign, is it?
Campaign, yeah.
Yeah, and it's on Campaign Road in Glasgow.
Yes, that's it, yes.
Yeah, that's fine, no worries. And basically, like I said, you know, in the details and things that we need off you, that is pretty much everything that we need anyway, to be fair. The only other things that we do need from yourself is kind of a proof of ID and also a proof of address from yourself.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah. Do you use WhatsApp at all?
No, I've seen my phone. My sister-in-law came to stay with me. I was in the and I actually had my phone. My phone plays up all the time. Oh, I was keeping adverts and all that. Keep on jumping all the time.
Right, okay, because obviously, like I said, we are going to send... do you know how would you be able to send over the proof of ID and proof of address? I could send you an email if you like.
I'll get somebody to help me with that. It's not a problem.
Right, okay. Do you know, is there anybody there who can help you now?
No. My daughter's a week's shop for me.
Okay, she's just at the shop for you. Should you know she'll be home?
Maybe in another.
Right, perfect. What I can do if you want is I'll give you a call back. I think we're on dinner until 2, so I can give you a call back at 2 if you like.
Yeah, that would be grand.
Yeah. What we can do as well is I will send an email, but if it's easier, because it is usually easier to send pictures on WhatsApp, we can even give you, your daughter a message on WhatsApp or something, and then she can send the pictures.
My daughter might have WhatsApp.
Yeah. It's more than likely she will. It is usually... a lot of people do.
No,
don't worry about it. It's understandable. Obviously, doing this job, it is, like I say, it's a lot of older people that we do speak to, so we can appreciate that everybody, does have...
Close up.
No, don't worry. What I can do, like I said, is that I'll give you a call back in around 2 o'clock, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. And then, obviously, if your daughter's there, then we can just finish the rest of this claim. Now, I know, obviously, it is a bit of a sensitive subject as well, but I don't know, obviously, like I said, I can give a call back, and I won't go into too much detail when I call. We'll just say, obviously, we just need your ID and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a problem. So I'll give a call back.
I'm just going to be bitch, but no.
Yeah.
Well, it just is, wasn't it nice?
Yeah, no, absolutely, it's understandable. Like I said, if you just let her know that somebody will be called, obviously we are calling and we just need it for the claim, then
that's brilliant. And thank you very much for phoning me.
No, not
I really, really appreciate
not a problem. That. Like I said, it's not a problem at all. Like I said, basically all we'll need is that ID and proof of address, and then I'm just going to send the form out for you to sign as well. I can talk you through signing that as well. That's not a problem, but. And like I said, once that's done, we'll be able to start the claim straight away. The average refund at the moment is between £42,000 and £68,000 as well.
God, that would kill me. I've got basically nothing in
there. Yeah. No, of course, I can imagine. Well, like I said, what I'll do then, Agnes, is I'll give you a call back around an hour and a half or so, if that's okay.
That's brilliant. She'll be back for then.
Brilliant. No worries. And you have a lovely day.
You too. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Bye now.
No
bye
worries.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
to go to have to go to Thailand back on a cruise on me. As I saw the presentation. I like that you went first.
No, not yet. We haven't got a sale yet, me. I spoke to three people, they're everything, and none of them have got their IDs on them.
Yeah.